You are now Beyond the Ghetto with your host, Stephen Emery, broadcasting from his Cody Strum studios in the rainy city mainland, Vancouver, British Columbia. You are now Beyond the Ghetto. Welcome to the late April 2006 installment of Beyond the Ghetto. What happens when one of the most prestigious HIV/AIDS hospitals, a center of excellence in HIV care no less, and a prominent fixture in one of the larger gay communities in North America, decides to move out of the Davie Village? This is a village where the hospital not only serves HIV-positive people, but it's a neighborhood with the densest concentration of people in an urban space in Canada, and it's one of the densest in North America. It's Vancouver's West End. This hospital, St. Paul's, serves a large elderly community as well, and people with chronic conditions from all over the West Coast. It was the medical site of the 1996 AIDS conference. What happens when you try to move it? Well, a political furor happens. A lobby group, the Coalition to Save St. Paul's Hospital, and local gay provincial member of legislature, Lauren Mayencourt, organized a public community forum last March at the West End Community Center in Vancouver. It turned out to be quite informative and lively.
The Davie Village Business Improvement Association continues today to strongly oppose the proposed move of St. Paul's Hospital from Burrard Street to the downtown east side. We fully support the redevelopment of St. Paul's Hospital at its current site. We believe that many businesses continue to prosper as a result of the economic impact that the hospital has in the community. Many businesses have located here because of the hospital. People have moved and made the West End their home because they work here and are close to their employer. People, and in particular seniors, have moved here and made the community their home because of the services that the hospital provides, whether that service is emergency services, palliative care, HIV, coronary care, the list is just endless.
One of the things that we are concerned about is the historic use issue. It has been a hospital site since 1894. We've come in heritage to recognize that use is as important as the structure itself. So this is something that we're keenly concerned about.
And what about the patients that are there, the patients at the Dr. Peter Center, the mentally ill and addicted who only 2 weeks ago got a much needed ward in a wing of St. Paul's Hospital, 2 weeks ago.
St. Paul's has been the subject of controversy since 2003, ever since word surfaced that its owner, Providence Healthcare, may want to close the West End Hospital and replace it with a new one on the False Creek Flats east of Main Street in Vancouver. In the April edition of Vancouver's local gay paper, Extra West, editor Robin Perrell reports that last July, Providence's chief architect told that paper that it's the health ministry that will take the lead in organizing all the consultations, not Providence Healthcare staff. Members of the St. Paul's Coalition and other community groups have repeatedly expressed frustration with the lack of public consultation so far.
Start with Alan Herbert over in this corner.
Thanks, Lauren. I'm co-chair of the Coalition to Save St. Paul's, and obviously there's a lot of concern about what the future of that facility is going to be. That's why the Coalition has been pressing the Providence Healthcare Board to meet with us for almost a year. So far they haven't done that, but we did have the opportunity to meet with staff. They have said that the location that they're proposing, the Trillium site, is better located to serve the public. And so we asked them what statistics they had, and we looked at the information they had. But this is more than a construction project. This is a health facility. This is a medical facility. It requires access. So my question to them and my question to the city planners was, how are people going to get there? The answer, transit. I said, are there recommendations going to City Council and line items in somebody's budget that actually provides for the money? The answer, no, no, and no. Now, we're asking for a public consultation process. In asking Carl Roy, and I cornered him at the opening of that ward at St. Paul's a couple of days ago, he said, yes, after we've gotten the approval, we'll talk to the public. So I'll let you decide what kind of a process that will mean. The other thing is if they've in fact gotten approval from the Ministry of Health and Treasury Board, will the city of Vancouver have the guts to turn down $500 million?
No.
Well, I don't think so either.
The final thing that I'd like to mention, which isn't related to location, is this issue of consultation. When you're talking about a private company bidding, it also is not conducive to full public consultation about what is best for the community as opposed to what is best for the corporate bottom line.
A site out next to the bus depot would be very inconvenient for most of us. Besides, I also oppose the way they want to build this hospital out there. They call it a P3, public-private partnership. Public means the taxpayers support the building so the private could profit from it later. That isn't much of a partnership for them.
In terms of East Vancouver, the downtown east side is wholly dependent on St. Paul's Hospital. Is that after the so-called big one, not only the West End, but the downtown east side will be completely cut off from any kind of services. So the usual 72 hours you have to be prepared in an emergency will be much longer. But in our case, in the downtown east side of Mount Pleasant, it won't be because of the bridges. It'll be because everything will liquefy there where the train station is, because it's all the mud flats. It's where China Creek was, Brewery Creek, and all of the other creeks. It will liquefy. There will be no access. And in fact, if the hospital's over there, it'll go down in the liquid. So where's the logic? Yes. I guess the insurance companies will go belly up when that happens.
Providence Healthcare does not have the final say in the move of the hospital, though. BC's Ministry of Health must approve it, and so must the City of Vancouver. According to Extra West's April report, a recent meeting by the St. Paul's Coalition, Save St. Paul's Coalition, and the BC Health Minister George Abbott was very positive, but Abbott made no promises that the hospital would not be moved. Abbott and Providence Healthcare staff have been having meetings about the move, but the health minister informed Extra West that any plans, which still have both the option of relocation and the option of reconstruction and upgrading, were some months away from being finalized. However, concerns still remain.
Also, what about the next SARS epidemic? We keep hearing about the fact that it's going to happen one day. If you start, in this situation, it's not just about St. Paul's and Mount St. Joseph's, it's also about closing UBC. They don't tell you that part, but that's being discussed too. What happens if you have all your eggs in one basket? SARS comes along, everyone's gone. I mean, we have no hospital. And do you think people at minimum wage, $8 an hour cleaning the hospital, are going to be sticking around when SARS comes along? No way. So now we don't have a hospital to serve anybody.
So what I am saying is that we need to have a large and loud voice which says to Providence and our elected officials, it is time to come out and talk to us and rebuild St. Paul's, which needs rebuilding. If you walk through the Burrard and Comox wings, you will see the state that it's in. If you pay any attention to earthquakes, you know what's going to happen there. And all our medical personnel are going to disappear. We need this to be dealt with now in the open, through an open process, and not the behind the scenes, whatever's going on that has taken place up to now.
I came in and I saw all these people who've signed those things without ever listening to the speakers. Go figure, you know, I hear politics. I'm not a structural engineer. I don't know if these days they can build buildings that safely stand up an earthquake on mud flats as well as they can down there on Comox and Burrard. Do you? Has anybody consulted structural engineers? Do we know how much it's going to cost to make these changes in this building? I don't know. I presume everybody who's signing that does. When I drive from my house to St. Paul's or to the mud flats, it takes me an extra 5 minutes. That's obeying all the traffic signals. So I don't know how much longer it would would take an ambulance. I would just assume St. Paul's remain where it is. But what I want is access to the best medical care available. I entreat you, put your concern about heritage buildings and heritage sites way, way beneath that. Please preserve this heritage site. Thank you.
Well, we talk and we listen to the ideas and we talk and say, we're on our knees pleading with these assholes. Oh, please, listen to me. Oh, please take pity on our seniors. Take pity on me and my scooter that need you. Oh, please, you masters, take pity on us. We're like a bunch of S&Ms or whatever they call it. Anyway, I'd like to see some action. Talk, 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 never got us anywhere, man. And I'd like to ask Ron, is he gonna make a motion or do something in Parliament or put something out there and say, I want a bill made that St. Paul stayed here. I want to see your politicians stop talking and do something, you know, talk your street. Let's have a rally. Let's make a ring of people all around St. Paul's Hospital. Action. Who wants some action? Yeah. Come on, stand up. Yeah.
DVRD as well. Obviously, our big concern is patient care. And in our business, 1 to 2 minutes is the difference between life and death. And that's a lot. And I don't know if anyone could put a number on someone's life. And that's what seems like it's happening. There's being numbers putting on people's lives here. And until they can get us the answers, or until this research is done, or the studies are done, you know, how can they move forward with this? They seem to be putting the cart before the horse here. So things have to be looked into, and there's got to be a lot of hard, strong questions that go forward. So, you know, it's nice to see everybody out here today.
And I save the best for last. MLA, Member of Legislative Assembly in BC, Lauren Mayencourt, the gay MLA for Davie Village, then took his strong stance, which has made local headlines since, and he's going to make the pledge you're going to hear coming up. You're also going to hear one of the best speakers, I think, ever at the forum. So, stay tuned.
I have made it really clear to my government, to everybody in this room, and to every news outlet that cares to cover it, there will be a by-election in Vancouver Burrard if the province approves a move of St. Paul's to the Falls Creek Flats. I'm committed, and I think that with this group, I won't have to quit, because St. Paul's will stay here in our neighborhood where it belongs. So.
Hi, my name is Reagan. I'm a resident of the West End, and this seems to be a very diplomatic sort of little meeting. And one thing that I've noticed over the years, a lot of diplomatic little meetings don't tend to work. I believe in civil disobedience to a certain degree, and I believe that we should really stand up for our rights, because we're just going to get railroaded here. Last week on this throne speech, I heard about VGH, I heard about Abbotsford, I heard about other areas, but I didn't hear a single thing about St. Paul's. We have an MLA who has not mentioned St. Paul's ever, that I can remember, in the legislature. I want to hear him be accountable in the legislature for Vancouver Burrard residents. I'm not done talking, my minute is not up. And this may be very, and I am just sick and tired of just talk. Let's get together and let's do something, because being nice doesn't do anything. You know, I was one of those hookers that used to work down here, and I got thrown out of this area. And you know what? If those girls should have really stuck together, we'd still be working down here. And anyways, my concern is I have a husband that has rheumatoid arthritis. He needs St. Paul's. And there's many times we needed to go to St. Paul's. And being a victim from the downtown east side, I have needed St. Paul's. And we need that there. There are times been dead because I work the streets if I had to go 10 million miles to go get help from doctors. And I'm sure there's many stories like this in the West End. And I think we should start a campaign with postcards and everything and send it to all the MLAs right across the province. We should raise money for the Save Paul Coalition. I think you guys are absolutely incredible and you guys are doing a magnificent job, and keep up the good work.
The Save St. Paul's Coalition has details of the options and the concerns of many citizens groups, including themselves, listed on its website. Here is the website, www.stpauls.wera.bc.ca. That's www.stpauls.wera.bc.ca. The full Extra West story by editor Robin Parrell about the proposed move and the consultations around it, the most recent article to date, can be found at www.extra.ca under the Extra West link. I would like to thank my friend Stephen McManus for making me aware of this issue and the ramifications around it quite a few months ago. And even a couple of years ago, co-host Ron Kearse, who you'll hear on other shows, made me aware of this shortly after I returned from living in Japan. I am going to leave you now. I don't usually play original songs that I write, but I'm going to leave you now with the song that I wrote and composed called My Pretty City. You've been hearing the electronic version of it underneath and around. But now you're going to hear a little bit of the whole thing. And after that, stay tuned because there will be more for you to listen to. Also, thank you to RadioGay.ca, the folks who will be airing this show first at www.RadioGay.ca, British Columbia's premier internet radio, gay radio station. This has been Stephen Emery on Beyond the Ghetto.
City, no one gets connected if they're too high strung. In my pretty city, you'll never find a boyfriend if you protest too much. In my pretty city, there's a crystalline vision for an avalanche of trust. In my pretty city, in my pretty town, in my city with the mountains all around. In my pretty city,
my pretty city,
developers and retailers are chafing at the bit. In my fractious city,
my pretty city,
politicians agree that they'll always be in conflict. In my pretty city,
my pretty city,
it's not in my backyard if you wanna get elected. Where did the fine lines go? And where did this bright sky grow and grow? Uh-huh. In my pretty city, shelf. In my pretty city,
my pretty city,
you don't think about the beggars cause it might become yourself. In my pretty city,
my pretty city,
you toss the hookers off of Davy and you're there back on the trails. In my pretty city,
my pretty city,
in my pretty town, in my pretty city,
my pretty city,
with the mountains all around. In my very pretty city,
my pretty city,
if you ever need a cop, they're nowhere to be found. Just outside my pretty city,
my pretty city,
Forgotten harlots lie deep in the frozen ground in my pretty city. It's hard to get convicted of a vicious hate crime in my selfish city. Does Confucius really